Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. The 2014 legislative session kicks off today with lawmakers convening in Montpelier for the first day, which is largely ceremonial, but soon they will be digging into the big issues and the challenges facing the state. Here to tell us more about some of the most pressing items on the agenda is VPR's Bob Kinzel, and thanks so much for speaking with us, Bob.
It's my pleasure, Mitch.
Now, one of the things that seems to be a given lately is that legislators are charged with trying to whittle down a sizable budget gap. How much of a shortfall is there, and how are they going to deal with it?
Well, you know, that's going to be one of the biggest questions of the entire session, because the budget gap they're looking at is around $70 million. But in previous years, there's been federal stimulus money available. There have been some other state funds available. All that money is gone. So now they're going to have to do it the old-fashioned way, and that is by reducing spending. And it may be a time when both the House and Senate Appropriations Committee take a very close look at the hundreds of programs in state government and say, let's put more money into programs that work, and which programs really don't work. And maybe the time has come to eliminate those. And we know the biggest part of the budget is for the Human Services Agency. So lawmakers really do need to go where the money is. And this could mean some very difficult decisions and programs that directly affect people and the quality of their lives.
Well, Bob, wouldn't some of the progressive members of the legislature say going where the money is also means raising taxes? Is there any talk of that as being a way to close the budget gap?
Well, there's going to be talk of that, and I think it's going to be one of the big tension points during the session. And I think it's going to take some specific budget cuts to be announced to really fuel this debate. And as you say, there are going to be a number of Democratic and progressive lawmakers who are going to say, hey, you know what? Some of these cuts are unacceptable, and they will unfairly impact a number of individuals. If they decide to go the tax route, most likely they would look at an income tax surcharge on wealthy people. But that effort is going to be strongly opposed by the governor. It could set up a very unusual dynamic. The governor, in order to win this debate, is going to have to put together a coalition of conservative Democrats and all the Republicans.
Bob, one of the issues you've reported on many times over the years is the way Vermont pays for education. And I'm wondering if 2014 could be a year when the approach to education spending actually changes significantly.
Well, Mitch, there's going to be a lot of talk about changing the system. The question is there really going to be any action? The number of students enrolled in public education in Vermont has been on the decline for at least a decade. You're talking about 20,000 students. Now, at the same time, school budgets are increasing, and for the second year in a row, the statewide property tax rate is facing a significant increase because school spending in aggregate across Vermont is going up. Let's say a local school board decides to level fund their budget for next year, but the statewide property tax rate is still going up 5 or 6%, so they have to explain that to local voters. So lawmakers can really deal with this in a number of ways. One might be to encourage local towns to keep their spending down, and they could lower the current threshold where towns pay penalties for additional spending. Now, a more controversial approach would be to make some changes to the system known as income sensitivity. That's the program that allows some people to pay their school taxes based on their income, not the value of their property. Lawmakers could make this program a little less generous, but that would result in a tax increase for middle-income people who rely on this program, and I'm not sure that the Democratic majorities in the House and the Senate want one of their signature achievements of the session to be a property tax increase on middle-income people.
And then, of course, there's health care. The House Health Care Committee has scheduled a week of oversight on Vermont Health Connect. How much do you think the troubled rollout of the health care exchange and the lingering questions about it going forward will dominate the opening of the session?
Maybe months if the problems with the state exchange are not fixed pretty soon. Because right now, small businesses can't pay for their coverage online. Many of these businesses are buying their coverage outside of the exchange using a safety net option that the governor unveiled several months ago. But Mitch, if we get to the middle of February and the exchange still isn't working properly, then the call for a one-year delay in the whole thing is going to pick up some steam. And it's really interesting to note that the House and Senate health care committees have invited the governor to come talk to them later this morning and bring them up to date with the progress of the exchange. And my guess is he'll say, come on, hang on, folks, we're almost there. My guess is they're going to give him a little more time, but not a lot.
Well, given all that, is it fair to say that the legislature probably then won't be focused on single-payer health care, which Governor Shumlin has set a goal for at least 3 years down the line?
Well, it's sort of yes and no, Mitch. One of the big surprises for me of this session is a decision by the governor to at least outline the menu of taxes that could be used to fund a single-payer system. Now, he's going to need around $2 billion to finance this system, which, as you mentioned, he wants to put in place in 2017. And he's going to be reminding people that these taxes are meant to offset the premiums they're paying right now. So he'll argue it shouldn't be seen as a tax increase, just a shifting of tax burdens. When lawmakers look at this menu of options, and it really is going to cost $2 billion, the reaction will be very interesting.
Any other issues? Give us a thumbnail sketch of some things that are going to be on the agenda that might get a quick hit here.
Well, I think the governor is going to encourage lawmakers to spend a fair amount of time and money on ways to reduce opiate drug abuse in Vermont. I think this is going to be his signature plan during his State of the State address. And my guess is that the governor will outline a plan that features some new rehab programs for first-time offenders and to help keep them out of jail if they follow the program, because putting somebody in jail is expensive. It's $40,000 or $50,000 a year. So I think the governor is going to argue if you can build a program that costs considerably less than that and will have a higher success rate, this is a win-win situation. It's great for the individuals, and it's good for the state budget.
And, of course, VPR will be carrying the State of the State address live. We'll be joining you for that, Bob Kinzel, as you are watching the proceedings in Montpelier. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Mitch.